What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
This week has been a fever dream. Literally everyone has been sick, and I feel like every day was just more obscure than the last. And I've seen so many TikToks from other colleges, other schools that are experiencing the exact same thing, and it's so funny. Not that everyone's getting sick, but like, we're all here. And it's not COVID, we're all getting tested regularly, and no one has tested positive, but it's just like the normal back-to-school sickness.
The frat flu, if you will. I do feel refreshed, though. Like, I'm coming, like, to the end of it, and we didn't stay out late at all this weekend and just slept the past couple nights, got caught up on a lot of things, and it feels great. I do feel refreshed. Yesterday, the two of us took a walk by the water, had a couple of photo shoots around Boston, which was fun and also necessary because all of my pictures are from home in New Hampshire, and I need to get back on my Boston content. Or not back on it. I need to get on it. I need to start getting Boston content.
It is rush week for sororities here, and we're not in sororities and we're not rushing, but almost all of our friends are. So everyone has been super busy and exhausted from that, and no one has been like free to hang out.
A blessing in disguise, though, because
I kind of loved it.
I've wanted to hang out and be social, but this has also given me some independent time to catch up on sleep and work and get my shit together, because I feel like I've been so busy and moving so fast the past few weeks that if I didn't take this time in the past couple of days to slow down and catch up, like, I just know that I would be like hitting a breaking point and overwhelmed and freaking out.
That was me the beginning of this week. I was overwhelmed and freaking out. But with all that said, my high for the week is, I forget what day it was, but it was a day where all of our roommates had classes kind of later in the day. So in the morning, we were all just in the living room and kitchen trying to do work, but we were all dying of being sick, trying to get the work done. And our roommate, Nursey, who we talked about in the first episode, she's a nursing major. She just whips out this whole basket of every single medicine you can imagine, and the basket stayed in our living room all week and just like got diminished from all of us using up all the medicine. But she really lived up to her name, and she came out of her room with the basket like smiling so hard, like, this is my time to shine. Adorable. My low for the week is that being sick, I feel like it hit me so hard. Because a combination of, I was getting bad sleep before that. My body was super exhausted before I got sick. So when I did get sick, I just had no energy, nothing to give. And it was just so bad. I kept falling asleep on the floor of our living room. And Nursey keeps taking pictures of me sleeping and, like, sending them. And they're the funniest things I've ever seen. But I do keep, like, knocking out straight up on the floor because yesterday, I've been so exhausted.
Yesterday in the morning, we were sitting in the living room.
8 a.m.
It was already the morning.
It was 8 a.m.
And she just falls asleep on the floor and starts snoring in front of me.
I was snoring?
And we were planning on leaving and
snore.
Going
There's no
to, like, do photo shoots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was, like, waiting. And she
no,
was
I literally, like, woke
asleep.
Up and immediately needed a nap. And I fell asleep right on the floor. But that said, I've had no energy, and I took a few days off from the gym because it was the right thing to do. Like, I feel so much better now, and I feel like I wouldn't be, like,
recovered.
As well recovered. Thank you. As well recovered, if I kept going to the gym. Also, I don't know if I could, like, physically lift anything or, like, run one step. But I did take a couple days off, and I'm really excited to make the most of the next week in the gym and get back to feeling strong in every way. So I guess that's my goal, is to just put my best efforts into the gym this week and focus on feeling strong and empowered throughout the whole thing.
We love to hear it, especially with this week's episode being all about health and fitness. That is definitely aligned. And, like, I totally, like, saw that in you, too. I was like, oh, my God, like,
She said it to me too.
She's gonna, like, feel so weak. I was like, you haven't been to the gym all week. Like,
and I even thought about it. I would, like, wake up, and if I was feeling even remotely, like, slightly better. It was only, I took, like, 3 days off. Which is,
but for you, it was, like, a little bit of a lifestyle change for the moment. But I feel like maybe you're gonna be so refreshed this week, hopefully.
Oh my God, it's gonna be, it's gonna, no, it's gonna be so good.
Hit it running.
But I would just imagine if I was, like, considering going, I would imagine trying to lift something, and I just, like, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked.
All right. My low this week was not being that social, because next weekend I think Catherine and I will be home in New Hampshire, and then the weekend after that we're going on a trip. So this was kind of my last weekend in Boston for the next couple of weeks, and I feel like I didn't really take advantage of it. But then again, I also said that it was really good for me to refresh and reset, so it probably is a good thing that that happened. I just want to make sure I'm taking advantage of my time here with my friends, in this city, all of that. So my goal this week is to just spend more time with people in general, even if it's just sitting outside studying together. I love doing that, and I really want to make sure that I'm making an effort with people, because I know it's really easy for me personally to just get super independent, mm-hmm. get in my girl boss independent mode, and be super busy with myself and not prioritize relationships. But that, like, in general in my life right now is a goal, and so this week I just, like, want to make sure I'm not losing sight of that. My high, because I skipped my high and just went straight to setting a goal, is gonna have to be this podcast. We hit the charts. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Why did we not address that right in the beginning? Guys, what are you doing? Thank you so much.
We hit the charts on Spotify and Apple this week, which is just mind-blowing, because we have had this vision for so long, and we only brought it to life 4 weeks ago, and the support so far has just been incredible, you know? We are pouring so much into this. And we are so passionate about it, and I'm just so happy and grateful that you guys are loving it. So, only Thank big you. Exciting things coming from here, okay?
Yeah, we you guys, only go guys, up. Get ready.
We only go up. Make sure, though, that you're following the podcast wherever you listen, if you aren't already. Follow us on our social medias. They're always linked in the description.
Just,
share the podcast with your friends who you think will like it. Let's start an empire of strong, badass, confident girls. That is what this is all about.
That's what it's all about. And if you want to leave us a review, we would love you forever. We already love you forever, but, like, that helps so much.
It does.
But
yeah, just thank you for your support, and I hope you continue to follow along. And
because this is, like, you guys did that. You guys did that.
Yes.
Insane. And, okay, this episode, leaning in to the strong, badass, confident girls, this episode is all about your health and fitness journey. And let me tell you, this is going to be a good one.
It is loaded, like literally loaded with everything you need to know. Like, if you want one resource to tell you everything you need to start your fitness journey confidently and effectively, this is it.
We've been active our whole life, and we just got into, like, personal fitness a couple years ago, and now we're both fitness professionals. I'm a group fitness instructor, and Caroline is a personal trainer. Throughout that whole time, we've both gone through journeys of, like, trial and error, finding balance, weeding out the bad advice and myths to find what's really true. And we've, like, studied so much of it. Like, it's such a learning curve, and there's so much else to learn. We'll never stop learning about this stuff, but we do really enjoy it. So we've spent so much time kind of learning, you know, what really does work and what is scientifically accurate, and so we want to share that with you, because we know how confusing and overwhelming the health and fitness space can be, and how much misinformation is actually out there. So we just want to lay down all the facts and everything that you really, really need to know, all the steps that you need to take to get fitter, live a healthy lifestyle, everything.
Yeah, I think that the thing stopping so many people from starting their fitness journey and being those people that they want to be is not that they can't do it, but it's that overwhelming feeling of having so much information and so much content thrown at you and not knowing what is right and not knowing where to actually start. So our hope is that you leave this episode feeling educated, with some clarity, and you feel motivated with a game plan and ready to go.
So buckle up, okay, because we're about to get into everything you need to know to get healthy and fit. If you do have a history of disordered eating, please use your judgment on whether or not talking about calories and physique goals will be sensitive to you.
Everything will be talked about in a very educational and positive light, but we understand that that still may be triggering to some, and that is not our goal with this episode. So with that said, let's start with the most basic concept that is, like, the big umbrella that everything else falls under, and that is calories in versus calories out. So the biggest simple truth of all of this is that your calories in versus your calories out determines whether you will gain, lose, or maintain weight. A calorie is just a unit of energy. It can be consumed by your body through food to give you the energy, and it can also be burned by your body through movement and your daily life as you use that energy. So, if you're consuming the same amount of calories as your body's burning, then you're giving your body the exact amount of energy that it needs, and we call that maintenance calories. If you're burning more calories than you're consuming, then you're in a caloric deficit, meaning that your body is expending more energy than you're giving it through food. In that case, your body will be forced to look for stored energy other places in your body, and if done over a period of time, that's what will cause you to lose weight. On the other end, if you're consuming more calories than you're burning, then your body will have energy left over and will store it somewhere in your body, which is why you will gain weight. This doesn't mean, obviously, that eating more food one day will make you gain a ton of weight, because it won't, but these are consistent eating habits that, over time, will make that difference.
So to break that down, eating more calories than you burn means you'll gain weight. Eating less calories than you burn means you'll lose weight. But what is really important for your physical health goals is whether that weight change occurs in muscle or fat. And that is not determined by just calories alone. That's determined by your training and so much about what you are eating.
So let's take a calorie surplus, for example. If you're eating more calories than you're burning and you are not exercising or you're only doing some cardio here and there, then you're not giving your body any indication that you want to build your muscles. So those extra calories will likely be stored as fat. But if you're eating in that calorie surplus and you're consistently strength training and therefore breaking your muscles down, your muscles will need to refuel and rebuild themselves using the food that you feed your body. This means that the extra calories will be used by your muscles to build them back bigger and stronger. So your gain with the calorie surplus while you're strength training will be more muscle gain.
Now let's look at that same situation, but with a calorie deficit. So if you're strength training while eating in a slight deficit, meaning simply eating slightly less calories than you're burning, then you're telling your body, hey, I need these muscles to be strong to function in my daily life. And your body is going to prioritize fueling your muscles and therefore burn fat instead. If somebody is only doing cardio while in a calorie deficit, then their body will pull from both fat and muscle, which can often lead to that skinny fat look that people typically complain about. When you aren't telling your body that it needs to maintain your muscles and keep them strong, then it won't change your body composition. It will just shrink the current body that you have while keeping the same proportions of muscle and fat.
Beautifully said. So we've covered what calories are, how different types of workouts can influence changes in your body. Now let's dive into the question of, are all calories the same? And the short answer is no. The long answer is that while the amount of calories ultimately determines whether you lose or gain or maintain weight, the source of those calories is equally important, as that's what determines how your body uses the calories and therefore how your body functions. Each calorie comes from a macronutrient. There are three different types of macronutrients, technically four, but the fourth one is alcohol, and like we're just not going to cover that because we're talking more specifically about food here, and you know, that's not like a core concept. But the three main types of macronutrients are proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and they all have different but essential uses in our bodies. By understanding the functions of each macronutrient and being aware of your consumption of each, you can make sure your body feels its best, performs its best, and looks its best.
Protein is going to be the most important macronutrient to understand. I forget who it is, but someone in the industry coined the term, like, protein is king, and I love that. Protein has many purposes that are vital to the human body, but its biggest function is growing and maintaining the muscle tissue. So that means that not only will muscles grow and strengthen when you consume more protein, but muscle may also be lost if you are not consuming enough protein, if you're eating slightly too little. Especially when following a resistance-based training program, the body needs about 1 gram of protein per pound of body mass. So this means that a 130-pound person should be eating or aiming for 130 grams of protein a day, which is much more than the average person is used to eating. And in order to do this intuitively, just include a high quality protein with every meal and add a protein shake or high protein snack right after your workout.
A high-protein diet isn't only key for someone to build muscle. It's also essential for maintenance or fat loss, too. And I think that's a common misconception that you only need protein if you're trying to get big, if you're trying to build muscle, be the Hulk. Protein is also key for fat loss. Like, protein is literally key just for anyone trying to live a healthier lifestyle or do anything in terms of body composition and just, like, support a healthy body. And protein influences fat loss for many reasons. One, protein requires more energy to digest than any other macronutrient. So just by eating a high-protein diet, it can actually boost your metabolism by up to 80 to 100 calories per day, just by simply having to digest the protein and the extra work that it takes to do that. Protein is also the most satiating macronutrient, meaning that it keeps you full for longer. So that can curb cravings, ultimately causing you to eat less calories throughout the day and kind of maintain more control over that.
And eating a high-protein diet when you're strength training will just reinforce that idea that your body needs to hold on to its muscle, and that's going to promote fat loss instead of muscle loss when you're in that calorie deficit.
The best protein sources are going to be lean meats like chicken breast, turkey, fish, shrimp, Greek yogurt, eggs or egg whites, beans, lentils, tofu, tempeh, quality protein powders. Like, there are so many options for proteins.
My favorite, Greek yogurt.
Yeah, we are Greek yogurt stans over here.
There's so much Greek yogurt.
Plug for Greek yogurt. There's so much you can do with it. Okay, let's just talk for a second. Of course, the favorite is just like a bowl of stuff with Greek yogurt for breakfast. Fruits, granola, cereal. Recently, I've been mixing Greek yogurt with some pumpkin and like half a scoop of vanilla protein because it'll like thicken it up. A little bit of cinnamon, and then you have this like
pumpkin pie,
literally like pumpkin pie dip. I personally have been like cutting up an apple and using an apple.
I remember one Thanksgiving, genuinely, we like made that and put it in as the pumpkin pie filling.
I'm not sure we actually did. I think we talked about it and we never ended up doing it.
Oh, because I don't think we had Thanksgiving that year.
I think it was last year and it was like in COVID and we didn't really end up doing anything.
But, like, literally, that would be probably the best pumpkin pie I've ever eaten.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's insanely good.
Greek yogurt can also be used for, like, any sort of dip. You can use it to make dressings, replaces sour cream, and, like, any sort of creamy thing like that. Like, there's so much you can do with it. So, if you're
you can find ways to put yogurt, it in literally everything.
Our favorite is Faye, F-A-G-E, and we typically get the 0% plain, just, like, the super simple one.
Oh my god, it's so good. We've tried them all.
Faye is the best, Faye in my opinion.
Faye is the best. It is so thick and, like,
just good.
It's just so good. It's just so good. Some other ones are, like, watery and have a weird taste. Yes. I love it. Okay. So, all right, protein has been covered. Now let's talk about carbs.
Everyone's favorite. Carbs get hate, but carbs don't deserve hate, okay? Carbs are the easiest thing for our body to turn directly into energy, so they are literally fuel for us. All carbs can have a place in your diet, but not all carbs are necessarily created equally. Simple carbohydrates are just sugars that provide a quick source of energy and spike the body's blood sugar. These simple carbohydrates are found in white breads, cakes, candy, sodas, you know, your typical things like that. Those provide that fast source of energy, but very little nutritional value, and so after that spike, they leave you feeling hungry or tired again pretty shortly after.
So complex carbs, on the other hand, are a great source of energy, and they provide important nutrients. So fruits, vegetables, whole wheat breads, sweet potatoes, quinoa, and legumes are all great examples of complex carbs. So not only do carbs provide you with the energy to perform your best during your workout, but they also prevent muscle loss. When it's in need of energy, your body looks for those carbs as its first source of energy. If it can't find any, it's going to resort to burning the proteins for fuel, putting you at risk of muscle loss instead of fat loss. And because of this, it's essential that someone who's working out consistently eats a diet that includes plenty of complex carbs.
The best carbohydrate sources are those complex carbs, the ones that contain vitamins, minerals, and fiber, as opposed to simply sugar, because these ones are going to be full of nutrients and will give you sustained energy. But actually, if you are looking for a quick snack before a workout, then simple carbs can be great for a quick burst of energy. So they do both have a place.
And then finally, there are fats. So I feel like a lot of people refer to fats as healthy fats and unhealthy fats because there are multiple types of fats. Trans fats are pretty bad for you and increase the risk of heart disease, inflammation, things like that that we just don't want going on in our body. And then trans fats are actually banned in the US. Then you have saturated fats, which aren't banned but can still be pretty bad for you, so they should be kind of limited. On the other hand, monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats are those healthy fats that people refer to, which are essential for hormones, absorbing nutrients, brain health, and lots of other good things. These are things like avocados, nuts, salmon, flax and chia seeds, olive oil, egg yolks. Fats are more calorically dense than other macronutrients, so they are typically consumed in smaller portions.
Yeah, that's definitely a good note to make. So each gram of fats has 9 calories, whereas each gram of protein or carbs has 4 calories, meaning a gram of fat has a little over double the amount of calories as a gram of carbs or a gram of protein.
So, which is, you need all three in your diet.
Oh, absolutely. But with that said, that is something to be aware of, yeah. That like fats typically are going to be in smaller serving sizes because they are more calorically dense. Right?
Like that also means like you get more energy from a smaller portion. Exactly.
To kind of wrap up nutrition, if somebody wanted to know where to start with nutrition, my biggest suggestion is to keep the changes simple. Don't try to completely flip your diet upside down and do something extreme. Instead, make small changes that are going to be sustainable, that you enjoy and that fit with your lifestyle, and let those things become habits over time. So increase fruits and vegetables and proteins and focus on more of those nutrient-dense foods.
Think more about what you can add to your diet to serve your body versus telling yourself you need to cut things out. You don't need to completely cut anything out. Just fill the majority of your diet with those good things that are going to be best for you.
I also think that it's important to note that if a calorie deficit is your goal, it should be a slight calorie deficit, because that is also something that can be taken too far and can backfire on you. Because one, if you try to have too much of a calorie deficit, if you try to restrict food too much, obviously you're going to be hungry. Obviously that's going to affect your mood and a lot of other things. Also, it could cause you to overeat later on because you're so hungry that then, like, you just backfire and overeat. Also, our bodies adapt to what we give them in our environment. So if you're consistently not giving your body enough food, then it's going to adapt to function with less food, and your metabolism is actually going to adapt and slow down. So if you're adding exercise, if your baseline right now is not being very active and not exercising, and you're adding that exercise, then you don't have to try to cut any calories from your food at all, because just that addition of exercise is going to mean that you're expending more and you're going to be putting yourself in a calorie deficit that way. If you want to do it with food, then make sure that it's a small and sustainable deficit, somewhere from like 200 to 400 calories less than what you're expending or less than your maintenance. It's also not good to be in that sort of dieting mode forever, because once again, our bodies adapt, our metabolism adapts. So you should look into things like diet breaks, reverse dieting, and basically just putting yourself back at maintenance for a little bit after you've been in that deficit diet mode for a couple months. You know, that's a pretty safe zone. I would say if you've been in the calorie deficit for about 2 months, then you should take a little bit of a break, go back to maintenance, so that your body can refuel a little bit and doesn't slow down its metabolism because it's adapting to that. All right, we have covered a lot so far, and hopefully you guys have taken a lot of good information from this. Taking notes. Yeah, literally, take notes. Things are starting to come together, hopefully, in your mind and make sense a little bit. We talked a little bit earlier about cardio versus strength training, but I want to get a bit more into different styles of training and how to build the right workout routine for you. Ultimately, all movement is good movement. The last thing that you want to do is force yourself to do a type of exercise that you dread when there's something else out there that you love, especially if doing that thing that you dread is not actually going to happen, right? If you tell yourself that you have to do this one type of workout, but then you really don't enjoy it, so you never get yourself to do it, it's like, okay, well, then you should have just commit to doing the thing that you actually enjoy, right? Yeah. It defeats the whole purpose.
And you shouldn't have to force yourself to do any type of movement, because there are so many types of movements and workouts to do that I am more than positive that you can find something or multiple things that really click and work for you and things that you really enjoy doing.
Exactly. And yes, if you have specific physique goals, then certain things, specifically strength training with weights, are going to be more effective at reaching those goals. But it's important to also enjoy what you're doing, because that's how you make it part of your lifestyle and you stick with it long term. Personally, there's a lot of variety to my training because I like to do a lot of different things. I have a workout program, Change with Caroline, that any of you can join and follow, and it's also what I follow.
It's really cool.
Thank you. It's like an app. It's like I love it. It's my baby other than the podcast. With that, I follow these effective strength training workouts throughout the week, but I also include a variety of other things, like running, because I've always loved running and loved pushing myself as a runner. Spinning, because spin classes are just so fun and I love biking as well. Treadmill sprints, because that's just a different fun way that I love to challenge myself. Full body boot camps, plyometrics, and just a huge variety of options to keep the training well-rounded and fun. So it doesn't have to be just one thing, right? Like, you don't have to lift and only lift. Like, I literally do so many different styles of training, but keep that lifting central to my routine so that I know I'm always making progress with that and, like, being effective with that, as well as incorporating all these other things that are great for my body and that I also love doing. I'll make sure I include a link to my program in the description as well if any of you guys want to join that.
So I'm a group fitness instructor, so while I do my own strength training and cardio workouts, I also love teaching these group fitness classes because I totally understand the draw to them. They are so, so fun, and you build off the energy of everyone in the room. So if that's more your vibe and that is the exercise that you love doing, that's the type of movement that you love doing, then do that, or do that with a combination of weights. There are so many different options, and there is not just one answer.
Yeah, a lot of people on the internet make you feel like it's weights or nothing.
It's weights,
like,
or nothing.
There's only one option.
Love weights.
And
love weights.
Yeah, and
but
yes,
I love everything else too.
For reasons that we explained before, weight training can be super effective. But it's not the only option, and it doesn't have to be the only thing that you do. I actually was talking to a girl in one of my classes the other day about how I'm a personal trainer, how I do these things. And she said that she's always wanted to be more into fitness, but she's kind of like frustrated because she feels like everyone used to be all about cardio when you were growing up. You were like, oh, you run, you do these things, but now she's looking online and everyone's like, no, it's weights, it has to be weights. And she's like, I'm just confused.
It is not all,
because I don't know what it has to be. And I was like, girl, you do a balance of both and you find what works for you.
Yeah,
because both have super amazing benefits, and I always love to do both. I have never done, like, since I started lifting, I've never done just lifting. I've always incorporated other things into it because there's so many benefits.
The ratio has been different. It's,
right. You know, at certain times,
the balance of it has been different.
I've focused more on strength training. On certain times, I've focused more on building my cardio endurance. But there's benefits to both, and there's a place for both. And it's about figuring out what balance of those things work for you. So try different things, right? Find a routine that you love and that makes you feel good and fits with your lifestyle, and then commit to it and show up for yourself every day and just fulfill those promises that you're making for yourself. So you want to start lifting. You want to do this resistance training that we're hyping up and that everyone's hyping up.
Where do you even start?
Where do you actually start with that, right? Because there's enough that we can tell you about, like, why resistance training is important to be a part of your routine, but how do you do it and where do you start? So
just start.
Basically,
like, just try.
Just,
Yeah. Just start. Even if you're 100% wrong.
Yeah. But, well, no, not if you're
100% wrong. Not if you're 100%
wrong. But here's the thing. You don't need to jump right into it and all of a sudden be, like, squatting plates on the barbell and stuff, right? Start with dumbbells. Start small. If you're going to a gym, go to the corner with a cable machine or with some dumbbells and follow a routine. I have a lot of simple workouts on my Instagram page if you guys want to look at those. There's also tons of other workouts like that that you can find on Instagram as well.
I mean, that's kind of where we both started.
It is. I literally
that's like started the good thing of Instagram
in our basement before we turned our basement into a real gym.
One, it was like in our old house. We had also a gym basement. It was nothing like the one that we like posted now, but the concrete floor. The weights were rusted, and I would be down there middle of winter. It would be freezing, and it's like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right, but we were just learning, and you're never going to get where you want to get if you don't just start and...
Don't just try.
Start trying and start learning. And you're going to start feeling those benefits right away as well. Like, it's going to be exciting once you start learning and you feel like you get the hang of it.
You're going to feel like the
baddest
bitch in the room.
You kind of get that high off of it. So grab your dumbbells and...
Make the mistakes.
Right. Split up your workouts so that you're targeting different muscle groups. And I would say if you're only committing to working out 3 or less times a week, then do a full body workout. But if you're going to be lifting 4+ times mm-hmm. a week, then split it up for different body parts. So like lower body, upper body, you could make it a little bit more specific and do like glutes and hamstrings, glutes and quads, shoulders and chest, back and biceps.
That's so interesting. I love shoulders and biceps together.
Really?
Yeah. And then I like grouping back and tris.
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, whatever works
for you. It's whatever
works for you,
but just like, know there are infinite options.
There's different possible and popular splits out there, but obviously, like, it's going to be up to you. You do what
you want to do. Also, Google. Use Google as like your best friend in this. Mm-hmm. Look up everything. If you want on the form for something, go watch YouTube. I would be in the gym, like, deadlift form. In the gym, like, watching a video on it, and then try it. And it would be wrong, and then I would, like, watch another video.
And then you'd figure it out. Yeah, and in terms of what weights to use, usually I recommend finding the weights that make the last 2 reps of each set pretty challenging. Challenging. If you're doing bicep curls for 3 sets of 10 reps, which 10 is usually my, like, comfortable zone. I like mm-hmm. doing 10 reps of things and then
if you're
kind
just
of manipulating
starting,
it up
start,
and down.
I would start there in the like
absolutely
8 to 12
yeah
range.
So 3 sets of 10, 4 sets of 10, that's like pretty standard for me.
But also start low. This is so we like took
low
our
weight,
mom through
mean.
Yeah start low. We took our mom through this because you don't want to start and just whip out like 60-pound dumbbells and try to do bicep curls them, you're
right.
Gonna break
start
your
small,
back.
Start small,
start
make sure
with,
you're getting
like,
your
fives
form right.
And that, yeah. And then just work up. If the fives are too easy,
go to
put
8,
them right
go
down
to 10,
and
go,
go
to 12, go to 15, work whatever up. It is. And so with that said, the weights that you're going to stick with and want to try to progress from are going to be the ones where if you're doing 10 reps, the first 7 or 8, pretty comfortable. You can do that. The
you
last
want to be able to feel it.
The
but.
Last 2 to 3 feel like a challenge. Like you could almost not do one more after that. That's the sweet spot that you.
But
know
you don't
want to
lose
the
your
right
form
amount
ever.
Of weight. No, not
if you're
so much
losing
you're
your
like,
form to get the weight up.
Then you're not doing
then
it right.
You're not
and
doing
there's no
right.
point in
then
it, right? So
then take it down and
yeah.
wait till you get to that point where
exactly.
you're strong enough to move up.
Don't be afraid to drop those weights and focus on the form. So with that said, what happens when then a couple weeks from now you're doing the same exercise with that weight
and oh my god,
it feels
easy.
It feels comfortable. That's when progressive overload comes in. Progressive overload is the concept that your body is consistently adapting as you keep
getting
having
stronger.
It do these things and you keep refueling with your protein and your carbs and stuff afterwards. Your body is getting stronger. It's getting used to you doing those
it's
things.
It's working. Like, you're doing it.
It's working. You're getting better. That means that you can keep progressing, and there's a few different ways to do that. First, try adding a couple reps. Can you add a couple reps?
If you're doing 10, go to 12.
And do that. See how that feels. Then next time, try increasing your weight. So go back to 10 reps, but increase your weight by
if you're using eights, a little use tens. Bit. If you're using tens, use 12s.
Right, something like 15, that.
It's like,
And so you guys can kind of see where that cycle will come in. Where as you stay consistent, you're going to get stronger and be able to do this over time. Don't cheat yourself, though, by sticking with the same weights for months on end when you know that it's gotten easier for you. When you know that it's gotten easier for you and that you can do better, right? Because progressive overload is also helping your body because it means that it's not gonna, like, plateau and get stuck in one spot.
It means you're constantly progressing. Pushing yourself to the same level, and as you get stronger, you need different different things to get you there.
So what if you don't have heavier weights to progressively overload with? Then, of course, manipulate your reps. Keep increasing those reps. Also, you can add resistance bands to things. You can add body weight exercises after. I also include that in my Change with Caroline program. I love supersetting with
the body weight exercise. So if you're, like, doing squats, and then you... If you're, like, using a barbell, doing a full a set of barbell squats, and then immediately go into, like, jump squats or pull squats on the side, oh my god, it's killer. It is so good.
Yeah, that's something that in Change with Caroline we do once a month is we take a week to, like, add those body weight supersets. So say you're doing lunges with weights, then you drop them and you do some lunge jumps, and the burn goes crazy.
Crazy.
So that's another way that you can progressively overload without having to increase those weights. So that's kind of a more simple way where you're like, ooh, I'm not ready to increase this weight yet, but, like, I want to try an extra challenge. Try that.
Or, like, decreasing rest time a little bit can also get your body, like, test your body a little bit.
Yes, these are all ways to do it. When you just start doing this as well, recovery is going to be so important because your body's not used to you putting it through this type of exercise. And so it's going to be sore because of this. That soreness, as you get more consistent and you get used to it, will be much less intense, much less frequent. But any time that you put your body through something that it's not used to, it's going to react by being sore. So do your stretching after. Recover properly with your food, you know, the good nutrition that we talked about before, protein. Get some good sleep. You know, just make sure that you're doing what you can to recover well and decrease that muscle soreness as much as you can, because, you know, that's not going to be comfortable. And things take time, right? You will forever be learning and growing and getting stronger. And that's the cool thing about it, that even 2 years into this, even after studying for my personal trainer certification, there's still so much that I don't know and still so much progress for me to make. Yeah. And that's the exciting thing about this, is that it's just, it's not just a workout. People call it a fitness journey because there's really no end to it.
It's gonna, like, change trajectories, and that's the cool thing. You can continuously, girls with goals, once you reach a goal,
there's more goals on the other side of it.
Like, there's so much.
Things are always going up and down.
So many possibilities.
You're always moving forward. You might get pushed back, but then it's just another opportunity to get back up and push forward again.
But you just have to roll with it and enjoy it, the whole process.
I think that's when people, like, just get addicted to fitness and make it part of their lifestyle, is when it's so much more than the workout. It's, like, this mental game of getting better. And something
just, like, challenging yourself and seeing how strong
results
in every single
that
way
only you have control over. That's what I
and honestly,
love so much
it's
about
so much
it.
That only you can see too.
Exactly.
You know, only you can, like, feel if you do you feel strong that day? Do you feel confident that day?
So check into that mental side of it and look at fitness as something that you are doing for yourself that no one else has any say in, no one else has any control over. That's, like, the intoxicating, addicting part of it. Like,
it's
that's where it clicks. It's also, like, the endorphin rush and the, like,
scientifically,
pushed that weight more than before. But ultimately, it's this independent, accomplished feeling.
We're playing the long game with this. Like, you don't just go to the gym. It's not going to be, like, a two-month thing. It can be if you want it to be. But it's so much better when you decide to take it on and just embody this lifestyle.
And the
to whatever degree you want that to be, you can make it whatever you want, but it's just so fun to make this such a big part of your life.
the beauty of making it a part of your lifestyle as well is that you understand that you can have some off days. You can have some off weeks or months.
Me this week.
And it doesn't mean anything in the long run. Because if the entire thing is infinity, if it's your life, then a day or a week or a month or whatever it is like so minuscule in terms of the big picture. And
that's not
an infinity.
That's not like a scary thing. That's such a cool thing. Like, it's because you're not going to be. You're not going to be, oh, I'm going to be squatting every single day for the, until the day I die. Like, it's going to take on so many different.
It just means that being physically fit and making these promises to yourself
is what you do.
Part of your values.
Yeah.
So.
And that might be really daunting if you're, like, just getting into it, but, like, I promise you, it's not. It's so.
Yeah, but once you're in it, it's.
Once you're in it, it doesn't
feel
like
that. It's also a calming thing because it just becomes part of who you are, and you feel not only those benefits in the moment of how great you feel after a workout, but also those long-term mental benefits of that de-stressing, that being able to control your thoughts and some anxiety and stuff, and just having more control over that and having these things where you're like, if nothing else, I do this, and I accomplish this.
That's what.
Damn.
That's what I do. Damn. It's
so cool. So,
without further ado.
Welcome to the double take. Wait, the double take or double take?
Double take.
Welcome to
double take. I'm getting a membership at my local gym, but haven't worked out since I was in high school, and can hardly remember any good workouts to do or how to get started again. What do you think would be helpful?
Kind of everything that we already
talked about.
Over, honestly, I hope that you got an answer from this episode in general. But considering you're going to the gym, then if you haven't worked out since high school, then I think the last thing that we talked about is a really good point to make for this. Like, just grabbing some dumbbells, trying out different exercises, figuring out what you like, and don't put too much pressure on, like, having the perfect routine from day one. Just show up to the gym, try different things, try different weight workouts, try different cardio things if you want to incorporate some cardio, because again, we love a good balance of both. If you want a more structured plan, again, plug Change with Caroline. But, you know, trial and error.
Trial and error. I'm still doing trial and error for some things. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the fun part about it. Just,
what is a good exercise or gym schedule for a college student?
Whatever fits in with your schedule is going to be a good schedule for you. So if you have, like, classes all day, number one, I'm sorry, we work out in the morning. You can work out late at night after class, like, if that's when you have your energy. Or if you have kind of the midday off, if you're a college student, work out in the afternoon.
A little pick-me-up during the day.
That actually, oh my god, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah. And obviously we know, in college, your schedule might be different every day, so that might
be
different every
day.
That can also be kind of exciting. But if you are extremely busy, set realistic goals for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Don't say that you're going to work out 6 days a week when you know that that is, like, physically impossible for you to do with your schedule, right? Set realistic goals that you can commit to and that make you feel good. Because if you set too big of goals that you're not going to be able to follow through with, then quite honestly, you're going to feel like a failure when you shouldn't
have to. When you have no reason to feel like that.
Yep.
So, if you even need to, like, start small and get the hang of it, do that.
Exactly.
If you start 3 days a week and you're like, oh, this is manageable. Like, I like this. Up it to four, up it to five, six.
You don't even, like, have to.
You don't need
six,
to ever
though,
get
like,
to six.
Ever,
like,
really. I've been.
Yeah.
Right now, 5 days a week has been really great for me.
I'm still trying to figure out my gym schedule at school.
Yeah. Once again, it's going to be trial and error. Things are not going to be perfect from, like, day one.
Nutritional hacks for a college student living in a dorm with nothing more than a microwave and a fridge.
Get things, obviously, if you have a microwave and a fridge, that only need a microwave and a fridge, right? Microwavable things, if you have a freezer, frozen things are so key.
So key.
Frozen vegetables, You can just, like, literally microwave those, and then you have vegetables. Frozen fruits, I eat more than fresh fruits anyways.
It's crazy. You just microwave.
It's crazy. You just microwave them. You have vegetables.
I get, like, frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat them as fast as, like, they would rot. Because yeah. It's just me.
Oatmeal, great. Make that in the microwave. In your fridge, have your Greek yogurt. Have some vegetables, fruits, carbs, things like that. You can literally get things of, like, cooked rice.
That is true.
Like, beans. Like, last year, I would literally get these, like, bags of, like, black beans, and they were great. Like, there's so many just, like... what? There's so many just, like, super convenient things that you can get. So, like, look around the grocery store. Get your frozen things. Get your, like, pre-made or pre-cooked, like, basic things. Things that you only need a microwave for.
I feel like Trader Joe's might be good for that.
Yeah, honestly, Trader Joe's has a lot of those frozen things. So, there's honestly a lot you can do. Just get a little bit creative. Yeah. You can even cook pasta in the microwave.
That is true.
Literally. Put your pasta what's in a bowl with some water and microwave
it. Butterflies by...
She's like, yeah, it's like, who the hell cooks pasta in the microwave or something. I don't know. There is a song.
So there's a song.
How to keep a healthy mindset around food when others say or do toxic things unintentionally.
Be educated on it. So, I mean, I hope this episode helped you with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time people saying those toxic things, if they're unintentional, is literally just because they're uneducated on fitness and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so they revert to these, like, diet culture toxic things that are, like, these basic things that they've been told by the media and stuff. And if you're educated on it and you actually know the truth, then you have that empowering feeling of, like, okay,
I know you're just talking to talk. Like, I know you're not saying anything of substance right now. Right. So don't listen. And if you know that, you're going to be less inclined to internalize it and listen to it.
If you know what the truth is and you know that you're doing what's right for you and what serves you, then that's just noise to you, really.
It's just noise.
Really. But I do know what you mean, because I think a lot of people in college, like, you hear it all the time. People are like, oh my god, I've been so busy. Like, I just forget to eat. Like, I'm going to get so skinny. And, like,
shut up.
I can't eat today if I'm going out tonight because, like, I have to look skinny.
That's the worst one. Like, literally,
please,
shut up.
Like, literally, please. I can't stand that.
And then they down a whole pizza in the middle of the night when they.
Right. And it's like, no, you could have just eaten the right foods.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to bed, like, fully satisfied because I ate three square meals today.
Right. Focus on yourself. Educate yourself, know what you know, and just try to drown out the noise. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. And
hope
that
you learned a lot.
You got some good things from this. You know, the beauty of this podcast is that we are going to cover a lot of different things. Some episodes might be more abstract and talking about, like, deeper topics. Some things like this might get, like, more educational and really be that educational resource for you. So,
but that's what it's all about.
Give us your feedback, though. If you really enjoyed this and you got a lot out of it, DM us on Instagram, join our Girls with Goals Discord, also in the description, and let us know what you thought. Also, you can submit questions at any time, topic ideas.
On the Discord.
All of that good stuff. And, yeah, we really hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next Monday.
Bye.